Hey, this is Paul Brighton. Look, these are the hard truths of life. The only purpose of life is to reproduce our species, and after we've done that, to be eaten as food to support other species. You know, and in the case of predators, the purpose of life includes eating other species to keep their population from growing in numbers larger than the environment can support. Well, so the only true predators of humans are other humans. But, you know, we don't make worldwide efforts to keep our population in balance because we want to dominate all the other species. Another hard truth, except for very few exceptions, such as in Greece or some Berber communities, some tribes in America, American cultures have always denigrated men who love men. And sometimes they just dismiss them or ridicule them, and sometimes they murder them. And that's still happening now. Another truth, the human species has always been violent and angry. You know, it's only been in the past couple hundred years that our cultures have even allowed people who don't want violence to start advocating for peace. We are living more comfortably and longer and safer than any time ever before. And yes, I know the current statistics, because of COVID, our lifespan average has now dropped by 6 months or a year or whatever. But even with that, our lifespan expected is longer than ever, 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 ever for this species. We are actually at the pinnacle of our culture's comfort zones, even with climate change. And speaking of climate change, you know, this rapidly changing weather pattern is just not going to end the human species. It's going to destroy, completely eradicate a lot of animals and a lot of plants that won't be able to adapt fast enough. But on the whole, the human species is going to be able to continue to adapt and is going to continue over reproducing. The only things that can reduce our population would be virus, which we're experiencing now, but we came up with a vaccine. So it's actually not going to completely wipe out our species. Maybe another one will, maybe this year, maybe next. Or there could be massive volcanic eruptions, which certainly has destroyed species in the past, might wipe us out. And we could also be hit by an asteroid, and that could destroy our planet for the way that we're able to live on it. So, you know, really, even these regional natural disasters like flooding or hurricanes, typhoons, earthquakes, yeah, they kill maybe thousands and thousands of people, but they don't wipe out our species. So the truth is that you can look at the future, especially if you're Gen Z, and it can look just awful, terrible. You can see all the horrible things that we are doing to this planet, making it more unlivable and absolutely toxic to all of these other species that have no control and power over changing that. But it's not going to kill us off. We're still going to be here. So what does that mean? What's left when you realize that this is the hard truth about this world? So what is the meaning of life? Why are we actually here? And yeah, you can talk about God and God has a purpose. And, you know, I don't know which God you want to talk about, because throughout the scope of the human species, going back a really long time, we have had lots and lots of definitions and beliefs about God's spiritual powers, gate-controlling powers, and so forth and so on. And yeah, gods often can bring comfort, or gods can keep populations in control to keep them from killing the people that they don't want killed, or to kill the people they do want killed much more often and very frequently, and we're still doing that, that's for sure. But what's the purpose? You know, if the only purpose in life is to reproduce, and then after I've done that, I should be eaten, and since I'm gay, I'm not reproducing, and I'm not going to have my gene pool passed on to anyone below, then it's up to me to define what the purpose of life is. And having done that, the purpose of life for me has been to entertain people, to make them laugh, to bring them joy and comfort, to create a sense of community of people helping everyone feel very welcome and warm and invited and together and connected. And that's what my purpose in life has always been. And I realized that when I was 5 years old. It was the weirdest thing. I was in my first little kindergarten play and I was having a great time and I was performing in a part that the audience was loving and they were laughing and they thought it was adorable. And people left that night feeling warm fuzzies and happy about their future. And that was when I recognized that the purpose of my life is to entertain. What's the purpose of your life? I don't know. I'll be happy to talk to you about that. Why don't you drop me a message? We'll talk.